And continuing the simplicity of practice. Recognizing awareness. Already aware, perhaps. Can there be a resting? Allowing awareness, which already knows how to be aware way better than we do. Allow awareness to do its job. Receiving the experience, this human experience, and this experience of body and mind. In every moment of experience, a feeling tone of pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral is present. And without searching for feeling tone, without making it a project, we can be curious about the feeling tone. It's already present. Curious about what feeling tone is already present here in this moment. Sometimes just this dropping in of this suggestion, you may notice a feeling tone of pleasant associated with certain experience, unpleasant with other experience. There's not one feeling tone. Every sense impression has a feeling tone. So there may be a body sensation that has an unpleasant quality. And the mind that knows it, meets it, can be delighted and joyful at the meeting and experience that as pleasant. Sometimes the feeling tone is not obvious, and if it's not kind of there, there's no need to really dig for it. If there's a reactivity present, some kind of emotional reaction, a frustration or anxiety or confusion, desire. We explore that by meeting it, by opening to what's here. And at times I have encouraged or suggested sometimes a kind of reflection, what else might be here? If there's a reactivity present, it might be at times useful to drop in the question, what feeling is being reacted to? What feeling is present? The reactivity itself will have feeling. Anger, usually unpleasant. Most of the reactive emotions themselves, unpleasant. And there is also the way the Buddha described reactivity coming to be. There's some feeling tone that reactivity is responding to, reacting to. Our reactivity is conditioned. And so there's something that is kind of triggering, and is triggering that reactivity. We can be curious about what feeling might be underlying, triggering that reactivity. And so with aversion, we can first open to the aversion itself. Maybe recognize the unpleasantness of that aversion. And perhaps an investigation, a kind of a exploration. What unpleasant experience is that aversion pushing against? Again, not searching for a response, not looking. Sometimes we can be surprised. We think we might know what we're reacting to, what the reaction is based on. But when we actually look, we might find a completely different unfolding that's taking place that we would not have thought to look for. And so again, this isn't a big project. Occasionally, when reactivity is present, it can be a useful question to drop in around feeling tone. What feeling is here? The reactivity is responding to. Maybe you'll see something, maybe not. When there is a very settled state of mind, a beautiful, calm, spacious, peaceful experience, this can be a place where mindfulness may drift a little bit partly because it's so pleasant, the mind gets hooked to the pleasant and just kind of drifts into the cloud of pleasant, if the pleasant is not clearly recognized. And so this can also be a useful time to incline towards or orient towards noticing the feeling of these beautiful, peaceful, calm states as a way of staying present. Sometimes the feeling tone is where we slip out. And so if you find at times when it seems very quiet, sometimes people report there's nothing happening. There's always something arising. It just may not be so either familiar or so kind of juicy for us to have the familiarity to stay with. Opening to, if we see that we tend to get kind of fuzzy and pulled into drifty with those states, sometimes a kind of a recognition, oh, pleasant. That's what's happening right now. This experience is pleasant. Knowing, connecting with the pleasantness. So this is a form of investigation that I'm describing. Mostly we just receive experience. And yet there can be times that it's very supportive to investigate a little bit about what's here. Again, not a searching, just more a deepening into what's here. What else might be here? What might not be seen? What might be being missed? Relax. Aware? Already aware? Of what? What is actually here?